Wisconsin. We're at a very warm 74 degrees this morning, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. They avoid execution but will spend the rest of their lives at Guantanamo for the September 11th attacks.
Three of the five 9/11 defendants at Guantanamo Bay, including the alleged mastermind of the attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors, the Pentagon has announced. The Pentagon did not release details about the specific terms of this agreement, but it comes as the two other of the five 9/11 conspirators at Gitmo have reached a separate agreement aside from this one.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The One Blood nonprofit blood center that serves much of the southeast U.S. says it's been hit by a ransomware attack and is asking more than 250 hospitals in the region to activate critical blood shortage protocols. Records released Wednesday indicate Sonia Massey's mother told authorities Massey was having a mental breakdown and didn't want police to hurt her. A Sangamon County, Illinois deputy shot and killed Massey the next day. You're listening to ABC News. Automaker Hyundai announced a recall.
Just under 50,000 Santa Fes from the 2024 model year. The issue has to do with the SUV's floor wire harness, which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says could be damaged by folding down the second row seats. That could result in problems with the airbag, either not going off in a crash or going off inadvertently. The recall impacts both the Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Hybrid. Drivers will be notified in September if their vehicle is affected. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The German city of Gelsenkirchen temporarily renamed itself Swiftkirchen in honor of Taylor Swift's concert there a couple of weeks back. Even put up 20 signs around town marking the occasion. City held an auction for the signs and got about 1,400 bids, with the highest coming in at more than $3,200 U.S. The top 20 bidders to be notified by mail, proceeds going to local charities serving women and children. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's high temperature will top out there in the 80s, low 80s it appears for today, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms intermittently through the day. Thursday night, areas of rain tapering off, some clouds will linger, a low of 66. Sun returns, but so does the heat on Friday, a high in the upper 80s, 89 and sunny, hot and humid on Saturday, and Sunday 84, partly sunny, warm and muggy, a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. In Richland Center, following the earlier reading today of 77 at midnight, we have picked up 7/100ths of an inch of rain. And it is 74 degrees after yesterday's high of 90 here at the studios. Good morning. Today is the 1st of August, Thursday morning. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
says he'll give me cornbread and butter, cornbread and butter.
That is Monroe Crossing with Heavenly Table as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem, and it was performed by Ricochet. Hello, my friends. Phil Nee with you today. We have some stuff to tell you about today as we get the day, the month going. How can it be? August already. Savor it and enjoy it. We're going to be a little bit cooler today, maybe a little bit of a rainy day, too. Doesn't appear that we're going to get a lot all at once, but maybe gradually. Intermittent showers through the day, maybe some thunderstorms likely a little later on. And I heard a little bit of rain on the roof as my alarm went off. It was only a two-alarm morning for me today. I hit sleep snooze only once. So, I know you're proud of me, and I know June was happier with me. When, you know, you hit the sleep snooze a few times, and then you stumble around and you get up and you tip something over, and, you know, she doesn't take too kindly to that, so I need to be more careful. But anyway, here we are, together again, friends. It's great to be with you. We're going to recap sports a little bit later on this half hour as well. A Brewer loss yesterday. They were out-hit, out-homered by the Braves. Time to start the day. This is Hal Ketchum and a 5 o'clock world.
Up every morning just to keep a job. Gotta fight my way through the hustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. There's a 5 o'clock in me inside my clothes. Time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, but I live for the end of the day. 'Cause it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time.
Here comes that girl again, the one I told to stay away. She won't take no for an answer, says she's gonna have me someday. She's a sweet young thing, overlooking my ring. I'm a married man. Times just trying to get by. Don't you understand? Whoa. instead of saying no. No, no, no. Here comes that girl again, the one who's trying to melt me down. She says it's a matter of time before I come around. She's a sweet young thing, overlooking my ring. I'm a married man, got family ties, just trying to get by. Don't she understand? I'll say yes, 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 instead of saying no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
Tommy Overstreet on the Light in the Milk House show. Here we are together again, friends. We hope your day is going all right. A reminder, those interested in luminaries for Walk with Grace may pick them up at Richland County Bank, Royal Bank, People's Community Bank, All American Do It Center, or Walsh's Ace Hardware, all in Richland Center. Luminaries are also available at the Grace office, which will be open today from 11 until 1. And also maybe open a little bit longer today if you're picking up an item that you bid on during the Walk with Grace radio auction, which gets underway again this morning at 10 o'clock. We look forward to that. A couple more hours of really good stuff for the community. A Red Cross blood drive will be held on Friday from 11:30 until 5:30. That will be at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments are encouraged. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Those reminders from Community Calendar today.
Coming on strong.
Tanya Tucker on the Light in the Milk House show. It's 19 minutes after 5.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud hit back-to-back home runs twice, and the Atlanta Braves defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 6-2. Olson and d'Arnaud went deep on consecutive pitches from Freddie Peralta in the fourth to tie the game as the Braves erased an early 2-0 deficit. Olson hit a 416-foot drive to center field, and d'Arnaud added a 412-foot shot to left center off Nick Mears in the eighth to help the Braves leave Milwaukee with a series victory. Austin Riley put Atlanta ahead for good on a tie-breaking single with two outs in the seventh inning. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Arizona over Washington 5-4, Cubs 13, Cincinnati 4, San Diego 8-1 over the Dodgers. St. Louis gained the game again with a 10-1 win over Texas, Miami 6-2 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 6, Philadelphia 5, Twins 8, Mets 3. Houston 5-4 over Pittsburgh. San Francisco beat Oakland 1-0. Colorado 2-1 over the Angels. In the American League, Baltimore 10, Toronto 4. Kansas City 10-3 over the White Sox. And Boston beat Seattle 3-2, the final score. The U.S. men's basketball team had an easier time with South Sudan in the rematch than it did when the teams met a couple of weeks ago. It was not easy then. The U.S. clinched a trip to the quarterfinals of the Paris Olympics by beating South Sudan 103-86 on Wednesday night. That's an update on Thursday morning sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
5:22 the time. Light in the Milk House show. Heating it up today with the aerobic polka. I guess if this is the cool of the day, we better get it going here. A one and a two and a... Here we go. Goodness there, that was a good one there. That was the Red Raven Polka, played by Hans Mueller and the band right there. Well, we kick it into gear officially there with the Light in the Milk House show. Today's high, 84. Mostly cloudy and humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms likely. 84 for a high. We have picked up 7/100ths of an inch of rain so far. And we're at 74 degrees. Here's Roseanne Cash.
For a million years, hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell. Soften my grief with your sigh. After you've loved me for a million years, then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't grieve. if you just wait a lifetime before you leave. But if you must go, I won't say no, just so we can say that we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Then you can tell me
on WRCO FM 100.9 with a light in the milk house memory. 74 degrees. Good luck getting there. Be careful. Look out for the little animals. And we'll be good to go as we start August. And here's to a great day and a great month as well.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aterers in Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aterers quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aterers is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
USDA is taking another look at its acreage reports. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. First, the National FFA Organization and Microsoft are equipping agri-science teachers with expanded resources to integrate precision ag into classrooms. FFA Chief Program Officer Christine White tells Brownfield the new grant will support digital ag tools and trainings for teachers in four states, including Wisconsin.
It's about providing innovation and helping students understand how AI as well as sensors really have an impact in the agricultural industry.
The Farm Beats for Students program includes curriculum, hands-on activities, and a hardware kit to support making data-driven growing decisions.
A lot of teachers were aware that these type of technology existed, but they never could imagine that they would be able to understand it enough to then teach it or be able to afford this type of equipment to integrate into their program.
White says each teacher in the pilot will also receive 5 computers and 24 headsets for their program. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service could make adjustments to planted and harvested acreage numbers in the August 12th crop production report. NAS says it will review survey data and new information from the Farm Service Agency and Risk Management Agency ahead of that report. Acreage for a number of crops will also be reviewed for the September and October reports. A weed scientist at the University of Missouri says the future of combating weed resistance is integrated weed management. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Missouri Soybean Ag Innovation Field Day.
Kevin Bradley says agriculture's been spoiled with good herbicides to control weeds, but that's coming to an end. He says water hemp resistance has been especially bad this year.
Some things that we're using right now to control water hemp aren't working.
He says technologies like electrocution drones and on-combine seed destructors could be a form of integrated weed management, along with
some robotics, so having small devices that can go between between rows and somehow kill the weeds so they're targeted. That's a really interesting kind of future area, I think.
He says herbicides can be a good tool in the weed management toolbox, but...
Why do we think that a herbicide is going to solve a herbicide-resistant weed problem?
Reporting from mid-Missouri at the Missouri Soybeans Ag Innovation Field Day, I'm Kara Hart for Brown Field.
An agronomy service representative with Syngenta says farmers should be scouting for corn rootworm. Aaron Croman says rootworm pressure has not been as prevalent as this time last year.
Kind of expected it to be a lot worse, seeing a lot more beetles.
But he tells Brown Field the pest could pick up steam in August. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brown Field.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices did surface at $190 to $192 live in the south while the north remained quiet. Look for the bulk of the week's business to hold out until sometime later today or wait until Friday. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers were too lightly tested for an accurate trend. The USDA says demand was good for feeder. Steer and heifer calves sold $4 to $8 lower. Demand overall was tempered by triple-digit temperatures. Medium and large one feeder steers, 750 to 781 pounds, brought $259 to $269. Feeder steers, 853 to 875 pounds, brought $243.50 to $255. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 660 to 695 pounds, brought $252 to $259.50. Box beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was 29 cents higher at $314.77. Select closed $1.22 lower at $300.16. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down a little more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a huge negotiated run. Packers came out aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday, bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, and packers are doing what they can to keep chains moving. Hog weights dropped nearly a pound this week, but are still well above year-ago levels. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.08 higher with a weighted average of $85.76. The Iowa Minnesota was 33 cents higher with a weighted average of $85.94. And the Western Corn Belt closed 33 cents higher with a weighted average of $85.83. And the Eastern Corn Belt was $7.73 higher with a weighted average of $85.67. Pork values closed lower, down $1.18 at $105.60. Loins, butts, picnics, bellies, and hams were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and up more than 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were lower and feeders were mixed, waiting for the week's direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by the steady to sharply higher cash business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on an oversold bounce, with August 1.25 higher at 10.28.5, and September up 3.5 at 10.14.5. Corn was lower on follow-through speculative selling. September was 6 lower at 382.75. December was down 5.25 at 399.75. Live cattle were lower and feeders were mixed, waiting for that direct business to get going. August live was down 57 at 187.12. October was 77 lower at 186.67. August feeders were 27 higher at 257.25. And with cash steady to sharply higher, August hogs were up $1.07 at 92.27, and October lean was 115 higher at 75.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Making sure all parties on the farm are on board with risk management today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Multiple stakeholder farms can complicate any risk strategy planning. Purdue University ag economist Jim Minter.
There's no single right answer, but the key here is to get these issues on the table and discuss them, which a lot of times in our experience, farms don't have these discussions.
Minter says the topic is timely.
Do we have sufficient equity and liquidity to handle adversity in a cyclical downturn? And that's a good point to talk about in 2024 because we're in the early stages of a cyclical downturn.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer, notes there can be generational obstacles.
A lot of times the younger generation are fairly risk neutral. They want to grow. And so they're willing to take on debt, whereas the older generation, they've just got done paying off some loans, perhaps for some land, and they're a little bit more leery about taking on debt. You've got to come to an agreement.
Langemeyer says these discussions need to be based on an up-to-date balance sheet at a minimum.
I encourage people to go one step further and really start thinking about developing financial statements. A lot of farms have a balance sheet and a cash flow, but do not necessarily have an income statement. And of course, my favorite statement, the sources and uses of funds statement.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
China is becoming much more dairy self-sufficient. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A recent report shows China's drop in dairy imports is because they have rapidly become more self-sufficient. Mary Ledman with Robert Research tells Brownfield China has dramatically increased domestic milk production.
They also passed in about 2018-19 timeframe, kind of their version of the Farm Bill, in which the government supported the expansion of milk production by the tune of 11 million metric tons.
Ledman says China's 40.5 million metric ton dairy production goal was reached a year earlier than planned last year.
That's about 25 billion pounds of milk that they added in a five-year period. And Wisconsin produces about 30 billion pounds. So it's almost adding another Wisconsin within 5 years, which is very impressive.
Wedman says China has gone from 70% to about 85% self-sufficient.
So they have definitely lessened their imports of liquid milk, packaged milk, as well as whole milk powder.
She says whey powder is a byproduct of cheese production. So one of the positives for U.S. exporters is China has not expanded cheese production, so they won't have enough whey powder for their swine operations unless they import it. The USDA's dairy index for June of 2024 was up 3.6% from May and 28% from June of 2023. The all milk price, $22.80 per hundredweight. That's 80 cents higher than the previous month, $5 above last year. The cash dairy prices were mostly lower Wednesday, except for butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 62 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 3.5 cents at 191.5. Two sales there. Barrels down 1.25 at 197.5 with two sales. Butter up 2.5 cents to 312.75. 15 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents to 124.5. Six sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84. Intermittent showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers gradually diminishing, and a low of 67, a high near 90 on Friday. Right now in WRCO country, after 7/100ths of an inch of rain this morning, right now it is 74 degrees. Good morning. This is the Light in the Milk House Show. Here are the girls next door.
With a shirt on our back, a $10 bill and an old bunny hat, a single room on the second floor, the wolf howling at our door, but we didn't know we were poor.
Love will get you through times of no money, better than money will get you through times. Love will get you through times of no money. Better than money will get you through times of no love.
Both of us working as hard as we could to make ends meet, but they never would.
11 minutes before 6 o'clock here, the Light in the Milk House show, where we head toward weather with Tony Schumacher. He'll update us on what's going on today. And later on today, more about today's Grace Radio Auction. If you've got kind of an idea you might like to bid on something, you can check out WRCO.com or the WRCO Facebook page and see the schedule, see some pictures, and maybe kind of figure out some things that might just suit your interest there. And all the proceeds going to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. We'll be on the air with that again between 10 and noon this morning. Here's Charlie Pride.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
miss you, baby, most of all.
BJ Thomas on WRCO. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will present The Music Man again this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday at 2. Performances will be held at the Richland Center High School Auditorium, and tickets are priced at $20 for adults, $15 for children. A family package, which includes two adult tickets and any number of children, is also available for $60. So, good luck to the cast and crew. The Music Man, weekend number 2, is coming up this weekend. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held the first Saturday of each month through October from 8 until 11. They'll have another get-together this Saturday. The Casual Car Meet will be held on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Any vehicle, any vintage welcome, no entry fees, no awards, and free coffee as well. From today's community calendar, Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've got a low pressure system slowly moving across the area today into this evening. Should bring us some bands of showers at times, maybe a few thunderstorms mixed in. And rain amounts could be quite variable, but generally between about a quarter inch and a half inch in most spots, with some localized higher amounts. It appears the main severe weather threat should stay just south of Wisconsin. Now, temperatures tomorrow and Saturday will be plenty warm as more sunshine comes back to the area, so be prepared for that. Still on the humid side, especially tomorrow. Then late Saturday night and Sunday, the next cool front drops in from the north, could bring us some widely scattered showers out there, and temperatures dropping down below normal by early next week. There's a possibility of another rainmaker coming through the area Monday into early Tuesday, but still some question marks on the exact track. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy and muggy, intermittent showers likely and possibly some thunderstorms, high near 84, the wind variable up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers gradually diminished, low 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, very warm and humid with a high of 89, north-northwest wind close to 10. Friday night, mostly clear with patchy fog, low 64. Saturday, mostly sunny, very warm once again, high 89 degrees. Sunday, mixed skies, a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, low 64 with a high of 84. Monday, mostly cloudy and cooler, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low near 61 degrees, high in the upper 70s. Tuesday, chance of showers early, then partial clearing, low 58 with a high of 78. And Wednesday, variably cloudy and mild, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low temperature at 57 with a high of 78. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank. We want to be your bank for life.
73 with cloudy conditions. 90 was the high yesterday. 101, the record setter in 1988. Also, August 1st of 1947, we hit a low of 47. The last year high was 84. The low temperature was 55 degrees. Sunset will occur at 8:24 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:52 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.88. And so far in the day, 0.07 of an inch of rain. With cloudy skies, it is 73.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The time is 6 o'clock, and this news update is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at